Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
57%, not of Americans, not of mainline Christians, but of the most conservative Christians, 57% of evangelical Christians are now saying there's more than one way to God other than faith in Christ. I mean, if that's true, it has all kind of ramifications. I mean, we might as well shut our church doors and quit investing in missions and not even broadcast on Christian radio if everybody's going to heaven anyway. And certainly Jesus made a humongous mistake when he went through that agonizing experience on the cross. Why do that if everybody's destined for heaven anyway?
Well, that's what I was thinking as I was reading your book, that, you know, the scandalous message of grace, that God would send a son, that Jesus would persevere because of the joy set before him. Any reasonable thinking person who thinks if you believe that truth, how can that be one of many options? How ludicrous is that really?
It is. And I tell you what has happened is, Susie, I think people have confused absolute truth with relative truth. For example, if I were to ask you, what temperature does water freeze at? Well, there's one answer. It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. It's not 35 degrees. It's not 78. It's 32 degrees. There's an absolute answer to that. But if I were to ask you, what's a comfortable room temperature? Well, some people would say 72. Some would say 68. That's a matter of opinion. I think when it comes to how does a person go to heaven when he dies, most people assume that's in the realm of opinion. It's relative truth. It's whatever you want it to be. But God says, no, there is an absolute way, one way to heaven. And by the way, Susie, this is not a hateful message meant to keep people out of heaven. It is a loving message to invite them in. I tell this story. A few years ago, I was seated next to this guy on a plane. We were headed to Seattle, and he found out I was a minister. And he said, you know, I used to be a Christian, but I gave it up. And I said, well, why did you give it up? He said, I could no longer worship a God who was so intolerant as to say there's only one way to come to him. So I said, I want you to imagine for just a moment that this plane were to crash. The plane started filling up with smoke as it crashed. The flight attendant stood at the front of the plane, waving a flashlight, saying, follow me. There's one way out of this burning aircraft. Would you accuse her of being hateful or intolerant because she insisted there's only one way out of the burning wreckage? No, you would thank her and you would follow her. And Susie, I think we've allowed the world to browbeat us into saying, well, you're being intolerant when you tell Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims their religion is wrong and it leads to destruction. No, if it's really true that there's only one way to God, why, that's the most loving thing we could share with anyone.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.